Okay, let's do it. Here it is. Would I lie to you? On Radio 1. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Where are you?
I'm on the Oxford Circus in London.
Oh, it's busy there, isn't it?
It's very busy.
This is how this is going to work, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to imagine, just for a second, that today you have taken a sickie off work.
Okay.
I know that's hard to do.
I was going
to
say, is that quite difficult for you to imagine?
Yeah, I would never take a 50 from this show. It's the love of my life.
You're far too conscientious, aren't you, really?
Yeah. I know what would happen to me if I even dared to do it.
But when you worked on other shows, you probably did it, didn't you?
No comments.
Which shows did you take most sickies from?
I'm a very good worker.
No, but which shows out of the ones you've worked on did you take the most sickies from?
Give us a clue, at least.
I'm not saying.
Was it the one with Vanessa Feltz on when you worked with her?
It might have been back in the day.
Was it the last show you worked on?
Maybe. Move on.
So, are you telling me you've never taken a sickie?
No, never.
Oh, come on.
No, I haven't.
Not even when you worked at Watch It FM? What's the normal excuse that you would use?
I don't know, I don't do it.
Okay.
Girl things, because then the men don't ask.
What?
That's the best one.
Like you've got your waxing strip stuck.
Yeah. I could use that one in the future.
So imagine then you're taking a sickie and you've gone shopping in London, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then your boss calls up and you're in the middle of shopping, right?
Yeah.
So you lie and say to him that you're just on your way to the doctor's with your dad, because you don't want him to know that you've been shopping.
Okay.
But then the most horrible thing ever happens. The boss asks to speak to your dad.
Okay.
So what do you do? Do you, A, confess and say, actually, I'm not with my dad, I'm shopping, sorry. Or do you, B, which is the one I would probably do, ask a fellow shopper to pretend to be your dad and talk to your boss.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
So your job today is to try and persuade a complete stranger to pretend to be your daddy.
You're my only daddy. Okay.
Oh, stop it, you two.
It's fine.
Do you reckon you'll be able to do this?
I'm going to give it a go.
What do you think, Chappers?
Yeah, I think she can be very persuasive, can't she?
Would you do that for someone else?
No.
Why?
Because I really couldn't be bothered.
Because it's wrong.
And it's wrong, yes. It's wrong.
I like it. There's nothing to do with it being morally wrong. It's the fact that you couldn't be bothered. No, I really couldn't be bothered. Okay, Becky.
Yeah?
Can you see anyone at the moment you think might be good for this task?
Not at the moment. Oh, there's a guy by the cash machine.
Don't approach anybody at a cash machine. They might think you're going to rob them.
Okay. All right, there's two guys outside there. Yeah, no, that's fine. I can do this.
Can I just ask you to be careful? Because they're not the kind of people that run off with your phone, are they?
Well, no, but I am really worried about that. It would be the perfect karma, wouldn't it? Because I was being morally wrong and then someone else would do bad things to me.
There's nothing on your phone that you want that you'd be worried about getting into the wrong hands, is there?
No, none of those pictures. I deleted them all the minute they were sent to me.
From Scott.
Okay, right. We're going to have a pretend conversation now with your boss. That's Chappers, okay?
Hello.
So this bloke that you've chosen needs to be, you know, within earshot of your side of the conversation.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let me know when that's happening.
Okay, yeah. God, they've walked off. Hang on. Right, okay. Hang on, I'll give you a now when I'm in earshot.
Okay, just give me a now.
Okay, yeah, now.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Huxtable.
Hello.
Could you say hello, sir, please? Call me sir.
Hello, sir.
Where are you today, Miss Huxtable?
Sick.
Sick?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I've got really bad woman's problems.
What? Woman's problems?
Yeah.
It sounds a bit
noisy. No, I'm just on the way to the doctor's with my dad.
Well, it sounds very noisy. Your woman's problems sound like shopping.
No, I'm just on the way to the doctor's with my dad.
You're there with your dad, are you?
Yeah.
Can I speak to your dad then, please?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. So, I'm on the phone to my dad. I'm left here for like 6. And I just plan going to the doctor's with my dad. Would you even speak? Can you just pretend to be my dad?
Yeah, no problem.
Is that alright?
Yeah,
no problem.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mr. Huxtable?
That's right, hello.
I'm sorry to trouble you, sir. I'm Rebecca's manager at work.
Okay.
We've just had a lot of cases of sickness recently, and
sure.
I just need to check this out. Is she okay?
She's okay. She vomited once, and she's got a bad stomach. She's had some stomach pains. I've been quite worried. Her mother's a bit worried.
And where are you at the moment, sir?
I'm actually with Rebecca at the moment, and we're in central London. I'm taking her to the day clinic, yeah.
To the day clinic?
Yeah, I'm going to take her to the clinic in central London, close to Marble Arch.
All right, and what, do you think this is a problem that's going to last for how long?
I really can't say, to be honest. I'd have to speak to the doctor, but I'm just a bit worried because it's not like her to have, she doesn't normally have stomach problems. It's kind of...
Okay. She mentioned you a lot at work, so I just thought I'd better say hello and congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
When's the big day?
The big day coming up.
Yeah?
Coming up soon.
Is it? I can't remember what she said. Is it next month or is it August?
Next month.
Yeah, you're getting married again, yeah?
That's right, second time.
Lucky, hopefully. Well, it was very sad what happened to your previous wife, wasn't it?
But, most of it's luck, isn't it? You know, just have to make sure it goes well, So, anyway, thank you very much, anyway. That's great. Take care.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Huxtable.
Hello?
Can you say thank you to your dad for me?
Thank you for speaking to him. Thank you.
Daddy.
No.
Daddy. Say thank you, Daddy.
No.
Say thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy. Yeah. He says no problem.
Yeah, you did it.
I know, I did. It was amazing.
Now come back and see your real daddy.
Oh,
this is Radio 1. You are not.